So today we begin with Hashem, Masechta Erevin. Masechta Erevin, in words of introduction, is, as we learned the Masechta Shabbos, there are four Rishuyos, the four distinct areas for Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid is an area which has a dimension of mechitzas, or partitions of Yutfachim, and it's a minimum of Dalet al Dalet. There's a Rishus HaRabim, which, as we're going to spend a lot of time speaking in this Masechta, is an area that's at least 16 Amos wide, and is a place where people pass through. We're going to see, as we learn in the Masechta, Shaila, if you need to have 600,000 people passing through that area for it to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Then we have a Karmelis. A Karmelis is an area which is Dalet al Dalet, but doesn't have mechitzis of Yutfachim. And then there's a Mokum Ptor. A Mokum Ptor is an area that's even smaller than a Karmelis. It doesn't have the Dalet al Dalet, and there the halach, and there it's considered a Mokum Ptor. Midaraisa, Minatayr, the only time it's osur to carry is to carry something Dalet Amos from Rishus HaRabim, or to carry something from Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. However, Karmelis is a Rishus Midrabonon, and the halach is you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYochid or from Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis, or vice versa. So the way the Smichas Chachamim tells us to begin learning Masechta Erevin is that in Masechta Shabbos, we identify the Rishuyos Daraisa, the Rishus HaYochid, the Rishus HaRabims, and the Halachas of the Daraisa. In this Masechta, we're going to spend more time speaking about the Drabonim Diga Halachas. That there are times that even if you have two areas that are halachically a Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. What's the example we always use? A Chatzar. If you have a house, which is my individual house, and a number of houses open to a chatzar, the chatzar is still a Rishus HaYochid, midrabanan you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to a chatzar, even though they're both Rishus HaYochids. And therefore, the difference between Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Erevin is Masechta Erevin focuses more on the Drabanan, and Masechta Shabbos focuses more on the Daraisa. Why is it called Erevin, Lashon Rabim? Because as we're going to learn in this Masechta, there are various different types of Erevin that were made by Chazal for different circumstances. Eruvei Chatzeris, Eruvei Tchumim. So Chazal gave this Masechta the name Erevin, a plural Lashon, to refer to the various different type of Erevs that work on Shabbos and how they work, as we will learn in this Masechta. Another pshat that I saw is as follows. This concept of Erev was an invention of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech also was the one that taught us the halacha of Netilas Yadayim, washing the hands before you eat. So now we have Erevin, Erev, plus the Yud Nun. Yud Nun stands for Netilas Yadayim. So Erevin is a short reminder of what Shlomo HaMelech composed. As we learned in Masechta Shabbos, their houses, their streets, looked different than ours. Their houses opened up to chatzeres, to courtyards, so you have a number of houses opening to a courtyard, and then a number of courtyards open to a mavui, which we will call an alley, and that mavui opens up, or can open up, to Rishus HaRabim. A mavui, the mavui that we're going to be discussing in today's shir, is a mavui. You can have two types of mavui. You can have a mavui that's a mavui mefulish, that's open from both sides. You can have a mavui she'en mefulish, that has three walls and open on the fourth side to the Rishus HaRabim. Chazal taught us that you're not allowed to carry in the mavui, even though al pi din the mavui is a Rishus HaYochid, unless you do one of three things at the open side of the mavui. One option, which is the first option the Mishnah discusses, is called a kaira, putting a beam across the width of the opening. another option that a halacha of a kaira is that the kaira could be of minimal width. It could be a tefach wide, as we're going to learn in the Gemara. Another option is to put a lechi, to put a side post by one of the openings, on one of the walls at the opening of the mavui. And a third option is to make a tzuras ha-pesach. A tzuras ha-pesach is something that looks, as the word, as the name implies, it looks like a door. Tzuras ha-pesach. So it has two side posts and a cross beam on top, a mashkoif on top. Lahalocha, just so you should know, the Ramah says that we're noyig, that wherever we need to make a partition, we always make a tzuras ha-pesach. We don't rely on lechi and kairos. But the Mishnah is talking about the halacha. Says the Mishnah, mavui shugavaya lamala mesrim amma. If you have your mavui, and the way what you did to be able to carry the mavui is that you put a kaira, you put the crossbeam across the front. So the halacha is that if it's lamala mesrim amma, if it's above esrim amma, you're mad. It's interesting. The Bach takes out the word lamala. Why? Because according to the Bach, as soon as the kaira is above 20 amma, it's possible. The Rishash keeps the word lamala. He explains, since the entire need to make a kaira is only midrabanan, so we're more makel, and as long as only when it's totally above 20 amma, then we're machmer. But what's going to be if it's exactly a 20 amma? If it's going to be exactly a 20 amma, says the Rishash, she'll be okay. And that's why we should keep the word lamala only when it's above 20 amma. If it's above 20 amma, you're mat, you have to make it lower. And there's two ways of making it lower. Either make the kaira lower or raise the floor. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, ein tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda says, there is no need. Now the Meiri asks an obvious question. If the Mishnah is talking about a mavui, about a kaira, so why does the Mishnah begin with the words mavui? The Mishnah should begin with the word kaira. The Mishnah said, kaira shu gavai lamala mesrim amma. What does it say mavui? So the Meiri explains that they used to call a kaira, a lechi, whatever they used to be able to allow you to carry within the mavui, they always called it a mavui. So that's why the Mishnah uses the language mavui. And the Mefarshim explain it a little better. Since, as we just explained, there's so many different options what can be done to allow you to carry in the mavui, so the Mishnah just used the code word mavui, which is a general word which reflects all the different type of atarim. So we learned, Tanakam says you have to make it lower, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't. Now we have another halacha. V'arochav mi'esr amis. If you have an opening that's wider than 10 amis, you're mad. You have to make it less. If it's 10 amis, it's too wide. Now, here we're talking obviously about a lechi. Here we're saying that if you want to rely on a lechi, the opening cannot be 10 amis. It has to be less than 10 amis. There's a very interesting machlokes rishonim. What's going to be the halacha if you're using a lechi, but the opening is higher than 20 amis? This halacha of 20 amis being an issue, is it only an issue by a kaira, or is it also an issue by a lechi? Rashi and most rishonim say it's only an issue by a kaira, not an issue by a lechi. The Rambam seems to say that it's an issue both by a kaira and a lechi. However, the Lechem Mishnah says that that's not pshat in the Rambam, and that the Rambam will agree with Rashi that it's only an issue by a kaira, not by a lechi. And however, the Beis Meir says no, that the Rambam says that it's an issue both by a lechi and by a kaira. And the Beis Meir and the Mishnah Brewer in the Bi'ur Halacha quotes the Beis Meir Shita that l'chatchili should be machmer on a 20 amma height, even by a lechi. V'myesh le'tzurus ha-pesach. However, as we said, the third option is the tzurus ha-pesach. Their halacha is, api shurocha mesr amis, even if it's wider than 10 amis, ain't tzarech lemat, there's no need to be worried about an opening that's bigger than 10 amis, because you have a tzurus ha-pesach. Now, the same issue asked the Ran a question. The Ran asks, the same halacha that a tzurus ha-pesach works when it's wider than 10 amis, also works when it's higher than 20 amos. So asked the Ran, why didn't the Mishnah say the same din at the beginning? If you have a kohor above 20 amos, make it into Tzuras HaPesach. So the Ran says a beautiful teretz. He says, if you have a kohor that's above 20 amos, we just said that Ran and Rashi hold that a lechi, there is no problem with 20 amos. So if you had a kohor that's above 20 amos, you don't have to make two sides. It would be enough to make one side, and it would be a lechi. And a lechi works when it's 20 amos. So that's why the Mishnah didn't tell us make it Tzuras HaPesach. Making one lechi would be enough. And that is a very, very fundamental machloikis that we have to put our hands around before we learn the Masechta. Why did Chazal say that we have to make something at the opening of the Mavi? So there could be one of two reasons. Rashi says, since the Mavi looks like the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we're concerned that you're going to think that if you're carrying the Mavi, you could carry the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And we said it before, you're not allowed to carry the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's why Chazal say, make this mark at the beginning of the Mavi. That's how Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Yoinasan learns different. He says the reason why Chazal told us to make a lechi or kaira tzuras pesach at the opening of the Mavi is because if not, we're concerned that people are going to carry from the Shusha Rabbim into the Mavi, which will be an Issa Daraisa. Because Midaraisa, you're supposed to, the Mavi is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Shusha Rabbim, it's been Issa Daraisa. So in order to prevent us from carrying from the Shusha Rabbim into the Mavi, you make something at the opening of the Mavi. So the Sfas Emes asks a Gevaldige Kashan Rabbeinu Yoinasan. He says, there's no halacha that you have to make something at the opening of the Mavi. The only time you have to make something at the opening of the Mavi is if you want to carry in the Mavi. Let's say you're not going to want to carry in the Mavi, you don't have to do anything. But if Rabbeinu Yoinasan is right, that there's a concern that you're going to carry from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the Mavi, so you should always have to make something. It shouldn't be optional. Why is it optional if that's the concern? Sfasemus is Kasha. The Goyen Yaakov wants to say, I think the question is better to answer. Goyen Yaakov wants to say that Chazal knew that if you're going to have the opportunity to be able to carry in the Mavi, people will usually use it. They take the option of making something, and therefore they knew that you won't have to make any more gzeiros about worrying about carrying from the Shusharam to the Mavi, because they know most people are going to opt to use this opportunity, and there won't be a need to legislate that you have to do it. Begins the Gemara. Tanan Hosam. There's a Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. Sukkah shigavoy lamel mesem amma. If a sukkah is higher than 20 amas, psula. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says the sukkah is kosher. Ask the Gemara. Maishna gabi sukkah the tani psula. Why by sukkah does it say if the sukkah is above 20 amas, psula, the sukkah is possible? We gabi mavi in our Mishnah, it doesn't say it's possible. Tani takanta. The Mishnah gives us a option that you might. So the first Taisus explains the Gemara's question beautifully. He says, really, there's a very fundamental problem when we learn this Mishnah. The Mishnah, sort of speak, begins in the middle. Mavi shugvay lamal ama, if the kair is above 20 ama, so it's too high, you might. You should make it lower. Taisus says, we're beginning in the middle. We should have first said, there's a halach of a kaira, that you're supposed to make a kaira at the opening of the Mavi, and then tell us that there are halachas regarding that. It can't be too tall. Why do we begin in the middle? So Taisha says, now I'll explain to you, says Taisha, everything. Taisha says, the reason the Mishnah used this language, so to speak, beginning in the middle, talking about if it's above 20 amos, you might, because the Mishnah wanted to use the same lashon, the same terminology he uses in Masechta Sukkah. So even though there's a problem with this terminology, because I didn't give the adequate introduction, for the sake of having the same language in Masechta Erev and in Masechta Sukkah, I'll forego that. But now ask the Gemara, if I'm so anxious to have the same language in Masechta Sukkah and Masechta Erev, so have the same language, which we don't. Here it says Yemat, and there it says Possel. It's very interesting. The Sfas Emes gives another answer to the question that Taisus asks, that the Mishnah, so to speak, begins in the middle. First, the Mishnah should have taught us the halacha of a kaira. He says like this, the last Mishnah, when we learn by the Siyam, The last Mishnah Masechta Shabbos teaches us, the last Gemara, that you're allowed to do Medida Shal Mitzvah B'Shabbos. Measuring, if it's L'Tzarech Mitzvah, it's Mutar on Shabbos. So now, the Mishnah in Masechta Erevin begins with an example of what is a Medida Shal Mitzvah. If the Kair is too high or too low, it's a Medida Shal Mitzvah. So the Mishnah is a continuation of the previous of the Mishnah, what is a permitted Medida, permitted measurement on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara. You couldn't fix it, but you could measure it if you could carry there. Answers the Gemara. Sukkah daraisa. Sukkah, which is a halacha midaraisa, tani psula. The Gabi Mavi, Mavi derabon and tani takant. So why Rashi explains the Gemara is like this. Since Mavi is only midrabonon, so therefore Chazal gave us the option how to fix it. However, by Sukkah, since we're dealing with a daraisa, so Chazal was stricter and they just said posel. Vibay Seima, another teretz. Daraisa nami toni takanta. By daraisas, we also give you options how to correct it. El Sukkah, but in Sukkah, the nefui shemili. In Sukkah, the Mishnah there mentions various different problems. You could have a Sukkah that's too tall. You could have a Sukkah, there the Eitzah is to make it lower. You could have a Sukkah that the schach, you don't have enough schach. You can have a sukkah that doesn't have enough walls. So the word yamat is not a common word that will fix all problems. So since I want to always, Rashi says, we always want to be as succinct as possible. So we just say psula. Here, that we're only dealing with one halacha, so we could say yamat. There's only one halacha, tani takanta. So Taisus says, according to Rashi's pshat in the first teretz, was that when you're dealing with a deraisa, since it's a deraisa, we want to be very pointed, and that's why we don't use the word takonis, we just say posel. So Taisha says, then the first teretz and the second teretz can't work together. Do we or don't we? So that's why Taisha has a different pshat in the first teretz. Taisha's pshat in the first teretz is like this. When the Mishnah says the word yamat, it means like this. How would somebody explain that word? You know, the right thing is to make it lower. If you don't make it lower, it's not that bad. Now, if you don't do it by sukkah, you're not going to be eating in a kosher sukkah. So that's why you're dealing with a deraisa. So we're very machmer, and we don't want any misunderstandings, and we use the word yamat. However, by mavi, as we explained, it's only a drabonon. So we're not that as concerned as we are by the Raisa, and it doesn't bother us to use the word Yamat. As Taisvis, but by Chanukah, we have the same Mishnah, that a Chanukah that's L'mal Michof Amma is Posel, and says Posel, doesn't say Yamat. It's a Drabonim. So Taisvis says, first Taisvis wants to say that we want to fashion the Mishnah about Chanukah as the same by Sukkah, which is a difficult teretz, because then you should have said the same by Erevin. So Taisa says the reason it says that Lashon by Chanukah is because by Chanukah, what's going to be the halacha like this? Let's say somebody lit his Chanukah menorah above 20 amos, and then he realized that it was too high. He can't just take the menorah and pull it down. He has to extinguish the candles and then relight them l'mata michof amma. So we would say Yamat by Chanukah, we would think it's enough to pull down the menorah, which is not true. That's why we didn't use the Lashon Yamat. I want to also say, before sukkahs, a halacha regarding sukkah. The halacha here we're saying is that let's say you have the sukkah l'malam michof amma, it's posel. So you have to make it lower. So the mefarshim ask, what's going to be the halacha? The Gaon Yaakov discusses this, that instead of making the schach lower, I'll just make the floor higher. And now it won't be 20 amas. Will it be a kosher sukkah? So it will be a kosher sukkah. So he says it will be a posel sukkah because it's tasav l'menosu. You can't have a sukkah and then make a kosher. It has to be kosher from when you put the schach on. So by sukkah, the halacha would also be you have to make it lower. You can't just raise the floor. Amar Yehuda Merav. So we had in our Mishnah a machloikus. If it's above 20 amos, is it okay or not? So Chum said not. Says Rabbi Yehuda Merav, where did Chachamim base this from? Chachamim lo yilamdu el mepischa shel heichel. The heichel, the opening of the, we know in the Beis Hamikdash there was first an ulam as you entered it, which was like a chamber, and from then you came into the heichel. The opening to the heichel was 20 amos tall. Rav Yehuda, so that's from there we see that it can't be more than 20 amos. Rav Yehuda loylam de elam epischa shel ulam. Rav Yehuda says we use the opening of the ulam as the model. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masechta Midah says, Pischa shel heichal gavaya asrim ama. The opening of the heichal was 20 amos tall, v'rochva eser amos. B'shel ulam, the opening of the ulam was gavaya arboim ama, was 40 amos tall, v'rochva eser amos, and was 20 amos wide. So let's explain the Gemara like Ritva. We're going to introduce two important concepts. There's a concept called Pesach, and there's a concept called Pirtza. Pesach means a door. Having a door around an enclosed area is very normal. Having a Pirtza is a breach. A breach is not acceptable. Says Rav, explains the Ritva, that as long as it's only 20 amos or less, it falls under the category of a Pesach. And if it's in the category of a Pesach, that's enclosed. If it's higher than 20 amos, it's no longer in the category of a Pesach, and it's not acceptable. And now the question is, what is the Pesach that we use as a model? Chacham used the Pesach of the Heichel, Yehuda uses the Pesach of the Mu'ulam. V'shnei mikra echadarshu. Because it says in Pasuk, v'shachtu Pesach oil moid. It says they should shecht, we'll talk about this more, kabonis at the opening of the oil moid. The Rabbanan serve the Kedushas Heichel Lechud, the Kedusha of the actual Heichel, the Kedushas Ulam Lechud. And the Kedusha of the Ulam are two distinct Kedushas. The Ki Ksiv Pesach Ol Moed, what does the Torah call a Pesach? A Heichel Ksiv, the opening of the Heichel. So the opening of the Ulam is not a Pesach, so we can't use that as a model of a Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Heichel Ulam, Kedusha Achasi. The Heichel and Ulam are both equal in Kedusha. The kik siv pesach oil moed. So when the Torah uses the word pesach oil moed, atavayudiksev, it refers both to the ulam and to the heichal. What's going to be the nafkamina la locha if it's one kedusha, two kedushas? So Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the heichal and the ulam is one kedusha. You could do avoida, any avoida you have to do in the base of mikdash, you could do in the ulam. Another nafkamina is, what's going to be the halacha if you put the shulchan or the menorah, which is supposed to be in the heichal, if you put it in the ulam? According to the Chacham, it's not acceptable, because the heichal and the ulam are two separate kedushas. According to Yehuda, it's fine. Another nafkamina the Rishonim say is the halacha is like this. You weren't just allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody walks into the Beis HaMikdash for no reason, gets malchus. So according to Rabbanon, that's only if you walk into the heichal. According to Yehuda, it's even if you walk into the ulam, because ulam v'heichel is one kedusha. V'bayis ema, Rabbi Yehuda nami kedushas ulam l'chod v'kedushas heichel l'chod. The ulam and the heichel are two distinct kedushas. So, and when it says Pesach oil moyed, it's referring to the heichel. So where do we see that the opening of the ulam is considered a Pesach? V'hocha hain etam Rabbi Yehuda, the ksiv a Pesach ulam habayis. So there's a pasuk that calls the opening of the ulam also a Pesach. So we see that those dimensions are legitimate dimensions. So Tosfos points out there is no pasuk that says the words are Pesach ulam abayis. It says it's a combination of two psukim. It says one pasuk ulam abayis and another pasuk it says Pesach abayis. So I combine those two psukim to end up Pesach ulam abayis. Rabbanan and Rabbanan say. So now we have a pasuk that calls the opening of the ulam a Pesach. So why Rabbanan are limiting themselves to the Pesach HaHeichel? It could even be the Pesach ulam. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan, Pesach ulam. If there would be a pasuk that says the word Pesach ulam, could it come? That would be a clear indication that the opening of the ulam is considered a Pesach, and those dimensions are still within the realm of a Pesach. However, what does the pasuk say? Hash diksiv al Pesach ulam abayis. So the pasuk is referring to habayis abesuch l'ulam, the room which is open to the ulam. What's the room open to the ulam? The heichel. So this pasuk is still only talking about the heichel, not about the ulam. So I have no mekor, I have no source that the opening of the size of the opening of the ulam is still considered a legitimate opening. Ask the Gemara, for her, you're using the dimensions of the door of the Beis HaMikdash. And you're saying that it's called the Pesach, and where do I learn it from? From a pasuk that it says by the Mishkan. V'ksiv hai v'mishkan ksiv. So how could you use a pasuk from the Mishkan and apply it to the Heichel? Answers the Gemara, Ashkecha Mishkan d'ikri Migdash. We find that the Mishkan is called the Migdash, and we find the Mishkan d'ikri Mishkan. They're interchangeable. And Tosfos says, what's it relevant for us to know that the Mishkan is called the Migdash? So Tosfos says, just like the halacha is that you're not allowed to build the base of Migdash in Shabbos, so if the Mishkan is called the Migdash, you would not be allowed to build the Mishkan in Shabbos. Just like the halacha is, you only can walk into the base of Migdash with respect. You can't walk in with your shoes or in other ways. The same halacha would apply in the Mishkan. Dilay Teimahachi, says the Gemara, how do I know that the Mishkan and the Migdash have the same din? Damar Yehuda Mishmul, Shlomim Sheshachtim Kaidim Psichas Tachas Zaheichol, if somebody shechted a carbon shlom in the morning before they opened up the Beis HaMikdash, Psulim. That carbon is possible. Shenemar V'shachtu Pesach Oil Moed, Bizman Shepsuchim V'lo Bizman Sheinulim. Now a question like this. We're saying a halacha about shechting a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. What are we using as the makar? A pasuk from the Mishkan. For ksiv hahi, the Mishkan ksiv. That pasuk is talking about the Mishkan. So how could I use a pasuk from the Mishkan regarding the Migdash? Ala Ashkechon, it must be Mishkan dikri Mishkan or Mishkan dikri Migdash. Ask Tosfos, why do I say that if somebody shechted a carbon in the morning before the doors were open, it's pasuk because there's a special din? The halacha is that the first carbon that had to be shechted every day was the carbon tamid. So that's why the carbon shlomim is possible, because you shechted it before you shechted the carbon tamid, and the tamid has to be the first carbon. So Tosfos says three terutzim. One terutz Tosfos says is that halacha is only lechatchila, that you have to do the carbon tamid first. It's not b'diavid. Another terutz Tosfos says is that is only referring to the haktara, the burning of the carbon, not the shechit of the carbon. And then Tosfos says another halacha. Tosfos says, do you know why I need this? Let's say I tack a shechit at the carbon paste, the carbon tamid first, and then I close the doors. So I don't have a problem that I shechit the carbon shlomim before the tamid. I did the tamid first, but I still have the problem that I did it when the doors were closed. That's why I need this pasuk. El ashkecha migdash dikri mishkan, or mishkan the mikri migdash. It must be that they're interchangeable. Bishlam and migdash dikri mishkan. How do I know that the migdash is called the mishkan? The ksiv. It says a pasuk, and the way Rashi explains the Gemara, this pasuk was said after the mishkan was already erected. So the Torah doesn't have to tell us about building a mishkan. Yet the Torah, so now the Torah is telling us to build a base of migdash. And what does the Torah call the base of migdash? V'nosati mishkani b'soichachem. So you see, the base of migdash is called mishkan. Ela Mishkan the Ikri Migdash Minolan. Where do we know that the Mishkan is called the Migdash? Ela Midiksiv Nasu Akaisim Noisei Migdash. That when they disassembled the Mishkan, it says that the Kohasim carried the Migdash. So they're carrying the Mishkan, and the pasuk is calling a Migdash. Vikimus Mishkan Ad Bayam. So tomorrow that pasuk isn't talking about the actual Mishkan. Hahuba Aron Ksiv. That pasuk is talking about the Aron. So I still need a pasuk that shows me that the Mishkan is called Migdash. The pasuk where Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us to build the Migdash, the Mishkan, and what does the pasuk say? Vasuli Migdash v'shachanti b'soichem. So the Torah is telling us build the Mishkan, and what word is the Torah using? Migdash. So I just want to tell you before we go further a beautiful vart from the Shemesh Shmuel. He says the Gemara is saying that the place where Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells is called both Mishkan and Migdash. So he asks, why does it have to have two names? Usually you have one name. Is it a Mishkan? Is it a Migdash? So he says that the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells has two characteristics that are reflected in the two names. Mishkan means a dwelling place. A Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan, is a Makom HaShra'as HaShchina. It's where the Shechina is. That's what the word Mishkan represents. You know what the word Migdash represents? Migdash doesn't represent what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his Shechina to us. It's what we do to make the place roi for the Ashras HaShechina. That we, Klal Yisrael Ba'achtus, the Migdash was the focal point of Klal Yisrael, the Mishkan was the focus of Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael were gathered around together. So Migdash, that makes the place a Migdash, that makes the place holy. Ask the Gemara. And this, we're going to learn the Gemara the way Rashi explains the Gemara's question. Bein l'Rabbanan l'Rabbi Yehuda, we learned in the Mishnah, the second halacha we learned in the Mishnah was that if the opening is wider than 10 amos, it's possible. Ask the Gemara, Bein l'Rabbanan, Bein l'Rabbihuda, Lelf mi'pesach shara chatzar. Around the Mishkan, there was a chatzar, there was a courtyard. The dimensions of the courtyard were 100 by 50. 100 in the length, and 50 in the width. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Oyrech ha-chatzar, Me'e ba'ama. The length was 100, V'roichev chamishim b'chamishim. It was 50. B'kama, there were curtains, there was a wall around it, Chamish amos, it was 5 amos tall, the ksiv, the chamesh esri ama kloim lakesef. That means you had an opening on the east side, so each side had curtains 15 amos, and then you had opening in the middle. So now let's do some math. If the entire width is 50, if it has cover up 15 on each side, 15 plus 15 is 30. So how much is the open area in the middle? 20. So we see that the opening is 20. So ask the Gemara, we said in our Mishnah that an opening wider than 10 is already not a Pesach. It's not considered a Pesach because it's too wide. Here we see that an opening of 20 amos is still considered a legitimate opening. V'ksiv, ulekasv v'shenis mezel zel l'shar chotz and klom chamesh esri amah, mal al chamesh b'roich of esrim, afkan chamesh b'roich of esrim. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is like we just said. The Gemara's question is that why is our Mishnah limiting itself to 20? It should have to 10. It should have been up to 20 as the opening of the chotzer hamishkan was 20. Tosfos takes it a step further. He quotes a Ritzva. Tosfos says the Gemara's question wasn't that it should always be 20 amos should be accepted opening. How high were the walls? The Gemara is saying that the walls were 5 amos high. So the Ritzva says the Gemara's kasha is that if you could have the walls only 5 amos high, in such a situation, an opening of 20 amos should be acceptable. That means he's saying like this. It's not that the Gemara's question is that it should always be acceptable 20 amos opening, not just the 10 it says in the Mishnah. The Gemara's question is that we should follow a ratio, that if you have a small wall, a low wall, you can have a wider opening. But our Mishnah doesn't make that distinction. Our Mishnah just says if it's 10 amos, it's not acceptable. That's how the Ritzva asked the question. But again, the point of the question is that the Mishnah made a blanket statement, and the Gemara here is learning that this statement, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree. The machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shim and the Chachamim is only regarding the height, not regarding the width. And truthfully, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, we could have asked Rabbi Yehuda a different question. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he uses the Ulam's opening as the Makar, the Ulam's opening was also more than 10 amos wide. It was 20 amos wide. We're going to get to it. Gemara answers the Gemara. Pesach Shar Chatzar Ikri, that is called the Pesach of the opening of the Chatzar. Pesach Stam Lo Ikri. So what do you want to say? That the opening of the Chatzar should be the model? It's not a model, because a model is only if it's used, if it's called a Pesach. That's not called a Pesach. That's called Pesach Shar Chatzar. That's the Gemara's first teretz. V'bayisema, another teretz. And again, we're going to learn with Rashi's preferred pshat. Rashi has two pshatim in the Gemara. Kik siv kloim chamesh esri amah. When the pasuk says that the kloim were 15 amos, which we explained, that means there were gates of 15 amos on the two sides of the opening, and therefore we said there was an opening left of 20. That's not true. The 15 doesn't refer to the width. The 15 refers to the height. The Goyvahud Ksiv. It's referring to the height that these were 15 high. Ask the Gemara, Goyvah, how could you say that the 15 refers that the Kloim were 15 amos high? The Ksiv Akaim Chamish Amos. It says, we just read the Pasuk a moment ago, that the height was 5 amos, not 15 amos. Answers the Gemara, Hahu Mesmas Mizbeach Lamala. So again, the way Rashi explains is like this. In the courtyard of the Mishkan, there was the Mizbeach. We're going to go according to the Man D'Omer that says that the Mizbeach was 10 amos high. So if a Kohen is standing on top of the Mizbeach, if the Kloyim aren't 15 amos tall, somebody standing on the other side of the wall could see everything that the Kohen is doing. which would be a terrible lack of privacy. So what the pasuk says with kai v'chamish amma, it means 5 amas above the mizbeach, 10 amas of the mizbeach plus 5 amas for the kohen to stand, so you have a total of 15. So the 5 is not a total, the 5 represents the amount of the wall that covered the kohen. But how much opening was there? The opening might have been only 10 amos. Why? Because the opening cannot be more than 10 amos. Just for the record, I want to tell you, Tosfos, the first Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, has a whole different approach to this Gemara. Because he says, what's his problem with the kasha? He says, if the kasha is about the width, so the Gemara should have introduced as it normally does. It says in the Mishnah the width is not allowed to be more than 10. And then the Gemara should say, how could you say that? It's a kasha based on this pasuk. The Gemara is in the middle of talking the height and asks this question. That's why Tosfos, it's a difficult pshat, says that the whole Gemara's question was always regarding the height. Ask the Gemara, we said that what did Rabbi Yehuda use as the model? The Pischa Shululam. That it was 40 amos tall. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Mepischa Shululam Gamar, did Rabbi Yehuda learn that the source for the dimensions of what is still considered a Pesach is what the dimensions of the Ulam were? But Tanan, we just learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Achmei Yaseh Amos, that if the opening is wider than 10 amos, you're mad. You have to make it less. It can't have an opening of 10 amos or more. And Paul of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on that. Now, what was the opening of the Ulam? The opening of the Ulam was 20 amos. So just like Rabbi Yehuda used the height of the opening of the Ulam to teach us what's an acceptable height, he should also use the width of the opening of the Ulam to teach us what's an acceptable width. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye Paul B'Braisa. No, Rabbi Yehuda Taka will disagree, and he'll say that there is no minimum of 10. The Tanya, V'rochem Yer Amos Yimat, the Braisa says that if it's less than 10 amos, you have to make it less. That's the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Ein Etzarch. You don't have to. Ein Etzarch Lamad, you don't have to make it less. Why don't you have to make it less? Because just like by the Ulam, a wider opening is still considered a Pesach, so too for the Mavui. Ask the Gemara, V'liflik B'Masnissen. So why don't we have Rabbi Yehuda saying this in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda is silent in our Mishnah when it comes to the width. Answers the Gemara, Poli B'Goyva, V'hu Adin L'Rachva. So the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara's teretz is like this. Rabbi Yehuda said like this. I disagreed in the ratio. In the ratio, the Tanakhama said, the Chacham said, if it's above 20 amos, it's possible. Came along Rabbi Yehuda and disagreed. Why did Rabbi Yehuda disagree? So we just finished learning, because Rabbi Yehuda said that I use the Ulam as a model. Once I know that Rabbi Yehuda is using the Ulam as a model, it's obvious that he's going to disagree about the width. Because in the Ulam, the width was more than 10. Just what? The Mishnah always teaches us in the shortest way possible. So the Mishnah didn't bother elucidating that Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree by the width. It's understood. He's using the Ulam and the model, and the Ulam was wider than 10. But a Braisa is usually more expansive than a Mishnah, so the Braisa spoke out what is obvious, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, Vakati Rabbi Yehuda Mepeschah Shulam Gomer, does Rabbi Yehuda learn from the opening of the Ulam? Vatanya, there's another Braisa. It says, Mavish Yigavim Mechaf Amma Yimad. Again, the Shita Chachamim, that if it's above 20 Amos, you have to make it lower. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Admen V'nun. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's kosher up to 40, 50 Amma. Vatani Bakapra, Bakapra says even more, Admei, even up to 100 Amma. So now Bishlam Bakapra, I understand when he says 100 amma, he's not being exact. Guzma, he's saying an exaggeration. Because nobody has an opening that's 100 amma's tall. 100 amma's tall is 200 feet. El Rabbi Yehuda, my Guzma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Guzma? Bishlama aboim, if it says 40, I understand why 40. 40 is an exact number. Why? Because Gomer Pischa Shalulam, which we just explained, that how high was the opening of the Ulam? 40 Amma. Ella Nun, he says, he's using exact numbers, 40 or 50. So 40 I understand, because 40 I use the Ulam as the model. But 50, Menale, how could he use, where does he get the number 50? If Ulam is the Makar, and the opening of the Ulam was strictly 40, Amrav Chizda, Rav made an error. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Mavi shigvoy mechof ama. If a Mavi is above 20 amas, yoysim epistle shel hechel, so it's taller than the opening of the hechel, yamat. You have to make it less. Why? Because as Rav explained, the Rabbanan used the opening of the hechel as the source of what the dimensions of a Pesach may be. So Rav thought, who sava mid Rabbanan epistle shel hechel gamri? If the Rabbanan are using the opening of the hechel as their source, Rabbi Huda must be using something else as a source. What's he using this as a source? Mepuscha shel ulam gomer. And what was the opening of the ulam? 40. But says the Gemara, that's not true. Rabbi Yehuda never said that the opening of the ulam is my source. V'loihi. Rabbi Yehuda, you know where Rabbi Yehuda learned his halacha from? Mepuscha shel malachim gomer. He learned it from the opening of the palaces. And the opening of the palaces were not limited to 40 amis. There were openings, as the Goyen Yaakov explains, there were openings by the palace of Shloima and by the palace of Achashverosh that were 50 amas tall. So that's very gishmak. The number 50 that's being used is an exact number. Where do you get the number 50 from? Not from the Ulam. The Ulam Tak only had 40 amas. But there were palaces, the palace of Achashverosh, the palace of Shloima Melch, which was 50 amas. And Yudah says, as long as I see a place that has a door that's 50 amas tall, so that's considered a door, and as long as it's considered a door under any circumstances, it's called a Pesach, and if it's a Pesach, it's not a problem for my opening of the Mavi.